And what year were you involved with this project?
Between 83 and 84.
And how did you come to be involved?
Well, they offered the program to Plymouth High School, and a bunch of us guys was made aware of the program, and we took advantage of it. And the guys that I was in class with, they enjoyed themselves very much, and we did learn a lot from Charlie, and we really appreciated the time and effort he put into teaching us something. So it was a good learning experience.
Yeah, how did it help you? Did it give you some direction at that time?
Yeah, if anything, it taught you that you can do stuff for yourself and how you can work on your own house, your own businesses, you know, not have to rely on an independent contractor. You do have abilities and you can use them, so that's what taught us how to do things. So,
since you're still in this region, do you get to come by the Old Bailey house, or do you get to see it every once in a while?
Yeah, me and my family, I bring my two boys by it once in a while and always, you know, talk about it and how I worked on it, and me and my friend worked on it. It was a lot of fun, and they kind of get see the history that's been part of Macomb, and it's really kind of neat. So,
you take a special pride in seeing this?
Oh yes, of course. You know, it's good to look around and see the finished project. Of course, when we were here, it was still in construction, and see some old friends that I haven't seen in years, and it's really been fun. I enjoyed it.
What were some of the things you did on this building?
I did most of the part of the demolition when we packed out the plaster and laths, and then we actually started hanging drywall in the upstairs part. That's what I was involved in.
As you, I imagine, have you done other projects like this since then, or do you do work on your own house?
I've renovated my own house since then, and then I turned around and I sold that house and I bought another house. So, we did some projects, and we turned around and I used a lot of these things that I learned from him and some other things that I've learned over the years to do my own stuff. So it's been very beneficial.
Did you have an appreciation for how well built this house was at the time, or is that something you've gained over the years?
That's something that you gain over the years, because when you're a kid and you know, they point you in the direction that you need to be doing something, but you don't appreciate it till you come back and you realize that, oh my gosh, this house is still building, this house is still being renovated, still being made into a house over and over and over again, and the overall construction of the boys in the old times that made buildings like this, they built them to last back then. It's really amazing.
And it has lasted more than a century, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, 125 years, I think.
Yeah. Said. And now they're going to seek National Historic designation for this. How does that make you feel, to know you worked on this?
That makes you feel pretty proud. And it's a good thing that we had a man with a lot of fire like Charlie to be able to push this thing through. So,
what has it meant to you to have known him?
Oh, it's been quite the deal. We always, just to know that he was patient enough and had the drive. The drive is the main thing to push people at their limits and get the job done. It's pretty amazing. He's a pretty amazing man. So.
All right. Anything you want to add?
I enjoyed this day, and I appreciate coming here, and I want to say thank you to Charlie and all the things that he's done for us here. So it's been a nice time.
Have you caught up with some old classmates you had not seen in a long time?
Yes. I run into three of them that I haven't seen for quite a while, so it's been a nice experience.
And did two of them stick you with this interview?
Yes, they did, matter of fact. But it's one of those things sometimes a man has to do.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you.